great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New orders from President Trump to freeze federal grants, loans, and other aid. CBS's Paula Smolinski has details from the White House.
Late Monday, the Trump administration issued a sweeping temporary pause on all federal finance assistance. This forces federal agencies to suspend payments to programs, except for Social Security and Medicare, until a review of each program is complete. The pause would include the disbursement of all federal loans and grants and potentially cause disruptions to programs such as SNAP food aid.
President Trump has issued another order eliminating diversity programs in the armed forces and setting in motion a future ban on transgender troops.
I order the end to all of the lawless diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense policies across the government and all across the private sector and the military.
He's also ordered thousands of service members discharged for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID reinstated with back pay. Immigration officials say they made 956 arrests in raids across the country over the weekend, some in Texas. Claudia Yoli Ferla heads the grassroots group Move Texas.
We've seen countless of executive orders over the last week that we know have one sole mission, right, which is to essentially separate families with the purpose of instilling fear in immigrant communities.
Both NASDAQ and S&P futures are higher this morning after news about China's DeepSeek AI bot, which uses cheaper chips and less data, turned Wall Street upside down. CBS News contributor J.D. Durkin.
Investors see this as a threat because NVIDIA and Microsoft, they're spending tens of billions of dollars on artificial intelligence and the data centers necessary to power it.
The state of Minnesota has reached a settlement with the last of three insulin manufacturers, Novo Nordisk, in a lawsuit over high prices, blamed for the deaths of several people with diabetes who resorted to rationing their medication. National Diabetes Ambassador Quinn Nystrom.
How does a regular, just working class person afford to stay alive? We're talking about in the United States of America. That's crazy.
The drug companies agreed to cap insulin prices at $35 a month. New trouble for an NBA star.
Butler to spin up and under. Wow.
CBS News has learned the Miami Heat are suspending forward Jimmy Butler for walking out of a shoot-around before Monday's game against the Magic. Butler's been pushing for a trade, but his hefty price tag's been getting in the way. It is his third suspension this year. NASDAQ futures up 144. S&P futures ahead 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believed, get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live.
How noble?
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, friend and colleague Maggie Dawn joining us at 10:33 to talk all things Wisconsin. We will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitloh.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, January 28th, 2025. And it is, yeah, another beautiful day to have you here up north. What are the odds? We have a great winning streak going here. A beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network, on the Civic Media app, on demand by podcast, or watching us on Facebook or YouTube. Thank you for starting your day right here. I've got some questions for you. Do you have all the information you need to vote in the upcoming primary election? I have a follow-up. Did you know that there is an upcoming primary election in Wisconsin? And my follow-up to that would be, do you want to know more about the upcoming primary election? Well, lucky you, here I am with more. You've heard about the big state Supreme Court race, and we'll talk about that this morning as well. But there is not a primary for that race. The general election will be April 1st. Between conservative Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. And I said more about that in a minute. However, there is also a race for state superintendent of public instruction. And that's the job that Tony Evers had before he became governor, for example. And Jill Underley is the incumbent. She is running for a second term as state superintendent of public instruction. But there are two other challengers, and so with three candidates, there will be a primary on February 8th, we're going to look at that calendar because I want to say the date, and then I go, wait, are you sure, Pat? Because it's early in the morning. It is February 18th, 3 weeks from today. 3 weeks from today is when those three candidates will face off, and because it's a nonpartisan race, it's just that the top two vote-getters chance. And we are talking next week to at least two, if not all three, of the candidates for state superintendent. We will be talking to the incumbent, Jill Underley, next week, Tuesday morning at 7:30. We'll be talking to one of the challengers, Jeff Wright, on Wednesday morning of next week at 7:05. And we are still working with the folks at Brittany Kinzer's campaign to nail down a date to interview her. So those three will face off on February 18th. Now, if you want to know more information about voting, where to vote, what else is on your ballot, maybe there are some local nonpartisan races, go to myvote.wi.gov, find out more about getting yourself registered and all prepared to vote. So there you go. We start the morning off with a little public service announcement. Let's see, on the program today, well, it's Tuesday. We talked to a couple of my Up North News colleagues. We'll talk to social media manager Sharita Booker and community editor Christina Laurie. We talk on Tuesdays about the stories and the posts that Wisconsin's been talking about most of the past week. To no one's surprise, across Wisconsin, we're all still telling stories about the late, great Bob Uecker. Just 2 days after the Brewers broadcasting legend would have turned 91 years old. So we'll talk a bit about that today. It also seems, looking ahead to our second hour, like President Trump has proposed some new kind of tariff like every day that he's been in office so far. This is day nine. Some of them are happening. Some of them have just been bluster and haven't turned into something real. But things are also a little different this time as other nations are better prepared to strike back against the U.S. quickly if Donald Trump ignites another trade war. And dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser will join us at 7:30 to talk about the impact on Wisconsin farming, exports, frankly, the impact on all of us if things go sideways once again with a Donald Trump-inspired trade war. We'll talk to Chad Holmes as well from 98.9 WXCO in Wausau. His program follows this one at 8 o'clock. Up there in the Wausau area and on the Civic Media app. And it's on the Civic Media app where you can follow us. You can call into the show. You can text the show all by using that Civic Media app that you can download and listen to all the stations across the Civic Media radio network. Or to reach our show here, you can call or text us directly, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Love to get those text messages there and the comments on Facebook and YouTube. And we may show them up on screen on our social media video feeds. You can email the show as well, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. You can also go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the stations around Wisconsin, the shows, and all things Civic Media. 6 a.m. temperatures at the bus stop look like this. It's 23 here on Lake Wissota, 22 in Hayward, Amory 26, Wausau 19, La Crosse 20, Wisconsin Rapids 21, Green Bay's at 24 degrees, Madison 25. It's 21 in Waukesha, and it's 27 degrees at Radio Park in Racine, where we find one Greg Bach standing by. Mr. Bach, you are in a sweatshirt with sleeves today?
I got sleevey sweatshirts.
I was just about to make the comment of how much we would have complained about temps in the 20s not that long ago.
Yeah.
And yet now, after last week, temps in the 20s feel just downright balmy. And here we are wearing long sleeves again today, which tells me spring's coming, that we're acclimating. We're going to be ready for those warmer temperatures when they finally get here.
I'm always ready for 50s and 60s. Like, that's my sweet spot right there. 70s, yes. Okay. After that, it gets a little too warm. And then below in the 40s, you're like, it can be, if there's no wind, you're like, this is fine. But the moment the wind starts, like, I took Maybell to the dog park yesterday. It was 41 degrees, but the wind was out. So as soon as we got there, like, this was a bad idea.
Yeah. It doesn't take much. No. And that's... That's life here. Again, it's not fires, it's not earthquakes, it's not hurricanes, but we have these.
But darn, it's moments. Chilly.
I get a little chilly. Where's my shawl? I need a shawl at the dog park. No. So yeah. Brittany Merlot is hopefully wrapping up. I don't remember what she said she was doing for her time off, but I hope it's a lot of fun. And
I bet you it includes an activity that's more extreme than I'm comfortable with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That is her way. She's our little daredevil. So we'll find out more about that. I think tomorrow we have her back.
I won't.
So.
Oh,
wait a minute. Is today? This is the intersection. Brittany comes back tomorrow, but Greg will be gone.
I'm gone for good, folks. Goodbye. It was nice knowing
everyone.
No, bye.
Not for good. No, bye. No. You're coming back. No. No.
Okay.
And then about the time Greg comes back is when I take off.
Exactly.
And so it you know, and Kristen was gone before that. We will eventually get the whole gang back together in you know, in one box on your computer screen if you're watching the show.
It's like
your radio box soon.
It's like Game of Thrones seasons 3 through 5, where like they're like, all right, well, we're going to go on a journey, and they don't see each other for decades.
Yeah, no dragons involved in this one. Beaches, by and large, or other fun activities.
Barbecue.
Oh, that always works.
Oh, yes,
I'm ready
barbecue.
For that as well. Yeah.
Barbecue.
So yeah, that's right. So you've got yours coming up. That's going to be, we'll compare notes.
All right.
It'll be great. All right. Sounds good. Coming up across Civic Media today on the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon, Former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn will be holding a news conference today at the state capitol in Madison, in the same room where the fake electors met. Maggie will then talk to him on her show about Trump pardoning some 1,500 criminals who beat him and other law enforcement officers throughout the day-long attack on the U.S. Capitol. Harry Dunn also has thoughts on Attorney General candidate Brad Schimmel, who had been whining that the insurrectionists weren't getting special treatment. That's all coming up in the 2 p.m. hour of the Maggie Dawn Show. At 3 o'clock, she'll be talking to Sean Fetteplace from Main Street Alliance on Medicaid expansion as a priority for small businesses, because they want to find and retain good workers, and that gets a lot easier when there's a level playing field and folks can access stable, affordable health insurance. So all of that coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show at 2 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can sign up for our unabashedly Wisconsin news over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe at the top of our homepage. In today's newsletter, Christina Laurie asks, how long does it take for a new activity, like regular workouts, to become a habit? Does it take days or weeks or months? The answer is somewhere in the middle there, and we'll hear more about that or learn more about that in Christina's newsletter. She also introduces you to Pat Giles, a Wisconsin gym owner and past winner of America's Most Inspiring Trainer. And he'll talk about favorite techniques to stay focused on your exercise plan. So that's coming up in our newsletter today, and you can sign up for future editions. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe. Let's see, a little. Here's a question from Tony on YouTube. Will Bach and the Doc make a return? Yes. Yes, they will. So, yeah, come on back for that when I step away in a little under 2 weeks here. Quick check on sports coming up on 617 here. The Bucks were winners in Utah last night, 125-110. Giannis and Damian Lillard each scored 35 points. The Bucks have now won 9 of their last 11, and they traveled right from Salt Lake out to Portland, where they will take on the Trailblazers tonight, and then they will take a couple of days off to come home. The next game will be Friday at home. In the college ranks, the Badger men's basketball team moved up in the AP Top 25 from 18th to 17th ranked in the nation. They next will play at Maryland tomorrow evening, and you can catch that game on several Civic Media radio stations. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock and also on the Civic Media app. The Marquette men's basketball team also moved up in the AP poll from number 10 to number 9, and they are in Indianapolis tonight to play Butler. To no surprise, the Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team is the number one team in the nation still, and they will next play at University of Minnesota Duluth, the sixth-ranked team in the nation. That'll be coming up Friday and Saturday. The men's hockey team will be in the Twin Cities this weekend to take on the Minnesota Gophers Friday and Saturday evenings, and you can hear the coverage of that game on our Wisconsin Rapid station, WFHR. So tune in for all of that. We also have today's history lesson coming up a little bit later on this hour. But coming up next, we'll talk about some of the headlines here. We'll talk a bit about what else Attorney General candidate Brad Schimmel has to say about the insurrectionists who were recently pardoned by President Trump. You would think a law and order so-called candidate like Brad Schimmel would be sharply critical of President Trump for pardoning all these criminals who violently attacked officers. At least you think he would if he truly does back the blue, right? We'll have details in a bit. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and you're up north.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
You know, there are some days when we have so much going on the history lesson calendar, we can't fit it all in one segment. And so then we give you a few nuggets along the way. Here's one of them. It was on this day that Stevie Wonder released this song, My Cherry Amour. This day when? I had no idea the song was this old. Stevie Wonder released this song on this day in 1969. One of my favorites from Stevie Wonder. And now we're talking with Up North News social media manager, Sherita Booker, about some of the more popular posts of the past week. Hey, Sherita, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do to get all of our many, many stories up on social media. All the platforms are out there. Go check out the things that she posts, that she and the rest of the team all work on. This week, the more popular posts are pretty predictable, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that some of them are melancholy, but also I think they all center on great things about Wisconsin. So the first one is definitely in both categories. It's a little melancholy, but it's a great thing about Wisconsin, and that would be Leinenkugel's, which is still brewed in Wisconsin, still being brewed in Milwaukee. But for those of us here in Chippewa Falls, it's a melancholy thing. And, you know, the final activity at the brewery was definitely noted by readers of a particular post, Sherita.
Yeah, so the final whistle was recently blown for employees at Leinenkugel's in Chippewa Falls, and Molson Coors has officially shut down the brewery. Chippewa Falls resident Tiffany Wogan heard the whistle and told us she can't believe this is really happening. She also posted to Facebook saying, "I saw an employee walking out as I took a photo and told them I am so sorry this is happening to them and to the city." That post had almost 2,000 likes on our Facebook. And John said, "This is tough. If someone bet me Leinenkugel's would be non-existent in Chippewa Falls, I would have lost everything. Unfortunately, it's out of our hands unless a miracle happens. My heart is with the employees and their families and community. We definitely will give business to the gift shop as always. It won't be the same." And Jenks said, "What a shame. The brewery is historic."
Well, it is, and it'll still be there, perhaps to be reused or repurposed in some way, shape, or form. And yeah, the Liney Lodge is still there. It's still a, you know, still going to be a tourist attraction, still a nice place to gather. But yeah, that final whistle, and I for folks that don't know, they have just, you know, your old style factory whistle. I live 3 to 4 miles out of town from the brewery, and I hear it every day at noon. Well, you know, heard it every day at noon. And, you know, then it blew at the end of the work shift, and that was it for the brewery. I don't know what else we can possibly say except to be grateful for all the people that put comments on the post, liked it, shared it, as, you know, our own little love letter to Chippewa Falls and, you know, to the Lightning's family. You know, now it's been in big brewery hands for a long time now, but, you know, business did what business is going to do. And like you said, we can just hope for the best, you know, in the future here. In the meantime, we can look at other attractions around Wisconsin. And this one is a very popular one. Train rides are still popular. You know, they're not the dominant form of passenger service anymore in the age of the automobile. But for romance and good old-fashioned food, you can't beat the right kind of train ride. Tell the folks about one of the posts we had about a particular train ride.
So the Pizza Train, also known as the Wisconsin Great Northern Railroad and Trago, is a year-round train ride, and guests can choose from fresh baked pepperoni, sausage, or cheese pizza while enjoying a two-hour trip through the deep woods, which also stops at Bean Creek Trestle. Tickets for those are $40 for 13 and up, and $32 for children's ages 2 through 12. That post also had more than 1,000 likes, and Denise said, "Gosh, I've never heard about this. Sounds like it would be a real hoot. Got to add it to the list." And a lot of people in the comments were asking for more details, so I went in there and dropped the link to the website so you guys can check that out, buy some tickets, and see all the details.
Oh, that's great. And yeah, I see here now it does run alongside the Namekagon River, which is anybody that drives past that, or maybe some folks, you know, maybe canoe, kayak, or fish on there. It's gorgeous. It's a wonderful place to have a train line that would otherwise be completely dead. It would be converted into trails. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but to still have a bit of rail service like this is a really nice thing. Glad people noted. Go back to the post now, find that link that Sherita put in there, and learn more. Maybe you can take a ride on it as well. Well, we have to note again that with the recent passing of Mr. Baseball, it's something that was, again, one of our popular posts because people wanted to remember. They wanted to have some time together to, you know, share some stories or just leak to other people, you know, or just put links to other people to take a look at this post about Bob Uecker. And, you know, folks really did that at one of our posts in particular there, Sherita.
Yeah, so his absence is deeply felt across the community, and fans have come together to honor him, and they've been leaving flowers, Brewers baseball hats, and Miller Lite cans and bottles at his two statues at American Family Field. Some of those bottles have bursted because it is so freezing out here. Sandy said, "Need to rename the field for Uke." And Kelly said, "Will be forever missed, Mr. Baseball, RIP." And we have tons of Uecker posts within this last week that you guys can check out, honoring him also.
It's been really nice, you know, when you're scrolling, again, we're sad to have lost him, but to be able to see the stories, the photos, live through all the memories is wonderful. And we're going to continue that with our community editor Christina Laurie, coming up in just a little bit here. But Sherita Booker, social media manager, thanks for taking us through the more popular posts of the past week. Have a great day.
You too, Pat.
6:28 now, and let's talk for a bit just again about the Wisconsin race for State Supreme Court, a seat that includes a run by former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, Attorney General during Scott Walker's second term in office. And he said Monday that while he thinks anyone convicted of assaulting law enforcement officers should serve their entire sentence, he also did not object to President Trump using his power to pardon some 1,500 rioters last week. Schimmel said that Trump has issued pardons. Presidents have the power to pardon. It's a power they have. I don't object to them utilizing that power. Schimmel's also endorsed in the race by dozens of sheriffs, the Milwaukee Police Association, and others. And it's not just Schimmel. I'd like every one of these groups to also go on record. What do they really think of Donald Trump pardoning all these people who beat police officers? It might say something about their endorsement of Brad Schimmel as well. Christina Laurie's next. You're up north.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Change of administration has not meant a change of buying patterns on the export scene, at least not yet. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yesterday's USDA export numbers, for example, showed pretty firm buying patterns. Corn and soybean numbers were within the range of estimates for this week's export sales, but still higher than the five-year average. That's according to Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group.
Corn and bean sales came in inside of the range of estimates. We look at these numbers and say 1.669 million tons for corn, 1.49 million tons for soybeans. Even though they were inside the range of estimates, these are still very good sales. These are actually both above the five-year average for this particular week. So this is a good look for both corn and beans as we kind of move into the Trump administration and start to think about potential implications for tariffs and whatnot.
Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group out of Iowa. Now, that has not led to confidence in the marketplace this morning. Numbers are lower. I've got those next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up 2 at 184. 40-pound block cheese, 3 3/4 stronger at 187. AA butter stood still, 253 a pound. The February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 8 right now, 1987 a hundredweight. March, down 13 at 1946 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn down a penny at 457. November soybeans are down 2 at 1041. July wheat right now down 2 at 559. Dow Jones Industrial Average only 10 points stronger. That's as of right now. And that is your market update on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Current temperature is 23 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back. It is time for The Uplift. Christina Laurie joins us, our community editor. She puts together our newsletter and all kinds of other great posts that you can find on social media. Get the newsletter by signing up at upnorthnewswi.com. Christina, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Pat?
I think I'm good. I think I'm like a lot of Wisconsin is. It's been a little time now to process the passing of Bob Uecker. We're going to start because, again, you get the melancholy of his passing, but also the knowledge that he didn't just have 90 good years. He was really close to 91 good years, wasn't he?
He was. He was less than 2 weeks shy of his 91st birthday, which would have been on Sunday. But, I mean, what a run over the past 2 weeks we've been celebrating him. And I was thinking about this. It's very rare that a person knows within their own lifetime how loved they are. So many times, you know, we wait until someone dies to celebrate their life. I feel like we've been celebrating him for the past five decades. Milwaukee knew how special he was the entire time. And I like to think that he felt all that love too, all along.
Oh, I think he did. And, you know, the stories, I mean, gosh, so many stories where, again, he knew he was a big deal. He knew he was loved, but he did not, act the part of the big deal in many cases. He still had a locker in the locker room where the players were, according to Brian Anderson, who just had some wonderful memories that he gave on MLB TV. You know, never wore a media credential because he never wanted to think of himself as being in the media, that he was part of the team, and he could talk to anybody. People loved to talk to him as well. One of my favorite stories that Brian Anderson talked about was when he was fairly new to the team and getting to know Bob Uecker. And he said, Uecker just kind of more or less ignored him for the first few weeks, you know, as he was getting into the job and everything. They just hadn't really broken the ice yet. And he says, Uecker came up to him one day and said, "You want to play golf on such and such on like Monday or Tuesday?" And he says, "Sure." And Uecker says, "Okay, well, you make the arrangements." Well, they're in Miami. And he says, BA says he called all over trying to find something. And he finally found, through a connection of a friend, a golf course, but it was closed on Mondays or Tuesdays. And so he arranged to have the guy, to have the course opened and for the chef to come in at the country club. And the whole time Uecker's playing golf with them and talking to them, and they're getting to know each other. And he's like, "I can't believe nobody is out here. It's such a gorgeous day. Why is it such a dead day here today?" And he says, you know, that he never told Uecker about it. I don't know how you could have missed it.
It's funny that you said he never wore media credentials, because I actually wasn't going to bring this up because it was just such a tiny encounter. I only met Bob Uecker one time, and it was incredibly briefly. I had just moved here to take a job at a local news station in Madison in January, and I was the morning show reporter. So I got sent out before Brewers opening day, 2.5 months later, to do some on-field interviews. And I was really excited because, as a baseball fan, I got to talk to Gorman Thomas, and that was super fun. But also there, just sitting in a chair by himself, I, not being from the state of Wisconsin, was embarrassingly unfamiliar with Bob Uecker at the time, but there he was, just sitting in a chair by himself, not doing any interviews, just being there. I mean, and it was 4:30 a.m. They were going to have a night opening day game, and he was just going to be there the entire time. That's how much he loved baseball. And you would have never known he was the most important person in that entire stadium. But just a few other stories that have just really touched me. I mean, they keep pouring in as they have been for the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. One that I just think is super cool. Remember last year, all the players on every MLB team, they designed custom bats and cleats for Players Weekend. Mm-hmm. And Christian Yelich, they have to put in their orders way ahead of time. So the weekend happened in late August. So Yelich had already put in his order, but he was injured then. So he was unable to use the bats that he had ordered. But his were special bats that had Euchre's face on them, and they said "for Euch." And so he has this entire locker full of unused bats. So after Bob passed, he took a picture of them and said, "I think you guys are going to see these sometime this season." So aww, we have that to look forward to. I thought that was pretty incredible. Also, the story, it's going to give me goosebumps even just repeating it, but Bob's last Brewers home run call was not just a home run. It was a grand slam, and it was by Jackson Chourio, which just is the, you couldn't write a story better than that. A 90-year-old announcer who started the franchise calling not just a home run, but a grand slam for the 20-year-old up-and-comer who's going to bring that franchise into the future. I mean, you could hear the emotion in Bob Uecker's voice. We have it posted on our Up North News page if you look under our reels, because it just, it really is chill-inducing.
There are, let's see, another one that I really liked, and some of these go way back, especially to 1964. He was with the Cardinals at that point. They were in the World Series. And to kind of loosen up the team a bit before they took on the Yankees in game two, he strapped on a tuba and was kind of blaring out with his tuba out in the outfield and shagging fly balls with it at the same time. So, I mean, this isn't like some TV shtick or something for the radio booth. This is who he's always been.
And before he did that, earlier that season, when they went in for their team picture, he decided to hold hands with the player next to him, and they actually got fined for that.
The player, I believe, was Bob Gibson, and that was not going to go over very well in the 1960s for a host of reasons, but of course those two are joking around. They don't care, you know?
Well, and what was so funny too is Bob Gibson, of all people, he was like notorious for not even talking to people. When he made the All-Star team, he would not talk to players on his own team for that game because they were his competitors for the rest of the season. So that's how serious of a guy he was. And that Bob Uecker got him to crack and hold hands for a picture is just amazing. And it also shows the other great thing about Bob is that we all love Bob, and Bob loved everyone. So when it was unpopular in the 60s to be, you know, sitting beside a black player, let alone holding his hand, he was the first one to do that. All the way up to all of the minor leaguers that just come up through the system and may only be on the roster for literal hours. People have always said that Bob makes the intention to introduce himself. He learns their name. He learns how to pronounce it. He knows where they're from. He's asking them questions about their home country. He was just the most inclusive person and really the best ambassador we could have here in Wisconsin, you know, transcending sports.
Oh, without a doubt. And by the way, transcending sports in this way as well, whether you think wrestling is a sport or not. But I was so surprised to see the WWE of all entities. There's a clip out there where the ringside announcers pause, you know, amongst all the yelling and the whole fracas that's going on in the stands. And you could hear the whole crowd start to quiet as they start talking about Bob Uecker and showing some of his clips from when he would make appearances at WrestleManias from the past. Like, I guess he was in WrestleMania 3, which tells you how far back that goes, you know, that he was there. And I had no idea that he had taken part in some of these things. And you see him wrestling around and, you know, posing shirtless with like Andre the Giant and some others. I never knew that part of him.
Well, so that WrestleMania 3, because you sent that to me, I thought it was so fascinating. So I did a little deep dive on that. And the WrestleMania 3 was back in 1987. The headliners that year were Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan. And then Bob did such a good job as being like the guest ring leader or whatever they call it there. He was invited back the following year, and he did backstage interviews with them. And that's where you might have seen the famous picture of Andre pretending to choke him. They include that in pretty much every WWE highlight reel ever since. But then, like, that wasn't even enough. There's a WWE Hall of Fame, and Bob Uecker was inducted into it in 2010. So if you think his 2003 Hall of Fame speech was good, I recommend also looking up that WWE one from 2010, because he tells some other jokes that were super funny. And it just is typical Bob. he tells a story, which I actually do think he included in his Baseball Hall of Fame speech as well, of how when the Cardinals were giving out their World Series rings at the beginning of the following season, they just threw his into left field. Yeah, and he said he found it by the fifth. But he had a funny quip. He said all the other players had to have their rings handed to them. You know, it's just like so typical Bob.
There was also the time that he was in a Speedo for a photo spread in Sports Illustrated in 2008. And he always referred to it as his swimsuit issue, because he was poolside along with Corey Hart and J.J. Hardy. And that photo of him in the Speedo was also put on a T-shirt at one point with all the team wearing it. And he was always, you know, always had, you know, took it in good stride.
Well, we need to point out that this thing that he calls his swimsuit edition, that was accidental. He was just in the back of a picture of Corey Hart playing ping pong. Mm-hmm. And then people zoomed in and was like, is that Uke in a Speedo? Yes, it is Uke in a Speedo. So the team actually surprised them then for a road trip. They all had those shirts made. And what was even better, they wore them all under plaid suits, very reminiscent of 80s Uke at the time. Mm-hmm. So they all just showed up to their road trip in this Uecker gear, and Bob loved it.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, you think of all the broadcast partners that he had, you know, over the years. There was Jim Powell, there was Pat Hughes. Gosh, there was just so many over time that, you know, it's created its own, you know, family tree, if you will, of announcers, people who worked alongside him. And so he had that reputation, you know, just like a Vin Scully, like an Ernie Harwell. I was going to say Harry Carey. Harry's kind of in a different little universe there of his own in Chicago. But, you know, in terms of beloved sportscasters in their hometowns, I mean, Uke is right up there in terms of the professionalism. He's a funny guy, but the professionalism that he brought to calling a baseball game.
Bob Costas was one that was tremendously impacted by him. And he told an interesting story the other day on the Today Show after Uecker's death. He was saying that he called his last game with Bob near the end of last season. He made it a point to make it out there to call a few innings with Uke. And he was just raving about him, which of course, like, Bob Costas is very esteemed in his own right. He could take the credit himself. He didn't have to say that Uecker shaped him, but he did. And something else he pointed out was that Uecker didn't stay in Milwaukee just because he loved Milwaukee. He stayed there because it was his home. It was his community. And he had a ton of offers from much bigger teams, much bigger markets. He, in the 80s, turned down an offer to go to the Yankees from George Steinbrenner. And he changed that all just because he loves the Brewers. He was a Brave turned Brewer, and he was, you know, it's rare to find that loyalty in sports nowadays.
Oh my gosh, it's almost invisible. So that when you see it, it's such a breath of fresh air, which, by the way, is also part of the reason why Craig Counsell going to the Cubs didn't sit well with some folks, because we kind of had our own little hometown story there. But I don't want to end on a down note.
No, I would love to know Uecker's unfiltered thoughts on that situation.
Well, you know what? Someday over a Miller Lite, we'll all get to hear the story. I don't doubt that for one moment. Always appreciate the memories, and folks can always put notes on our social media or in the comment sections if they've got their own Uecker memories that either they like to pass on, or maybe something that that hasn't been shared yet. Maybe, like Christina, you had your own little brush with Uke for a little bit back in the day. We'd love to hear all about it. Christina Laurie, thanks so much for a little reminiscing. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later.
You too, and popping a Miller Lite tonight for Uke sounds like a good plan.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more after this. You're up now. We'll be right back.
Your new choice. Real News. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Yes, it's me again, and I'm back.
The number one song this day, 30 years ago, was by TLC. There's Creep, the number one song this week in 1995. Welcome to today's history lesson on Up North News Radio. It's Tuesday, so let's welcome our weekly guest, Dan Hagen, from Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander, WJFW-TV.
Mr. The hair Hagen. Bigger every week. You're What's listening that? On the radio, you're missing out.
What do you got? What do you got going on there?
You know, it just the hair does whatever it wants to in the morning. It's like an organism.
That is, you're right. That's a little different than what we're used to seeing there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can you send it, like, where, I want to find a clip of you on the news, and I just want to see what the hair does for the big screen.
The before and after. Yeah.
I kind of make, like, a pompadour of sorts for the TV, but it's much smaller, and then it just grows during the night.
It's what we call the mushroom cloud, folks, if you're not watching on Facebook or YouTube.
You missed out.
Let's see. An act of Congress created the Coast Guard on this day in 1915. Happy anniversary to the Coast Guard. The Lego Company patented the design of Lego bricks, still compatible with the bricks used today on this day in 1958. Parents' feet have never been the same for all the times they've stepped on those damn bricks.
I'll take a Lego before I stepped on a Pez dispenser recently, and that... Oh.
I feel like that would just crumble, right?
No.
Oh, no. Nope. Little shards of plastic in your foot, yeah. Let's see. The number one song in the UK on this day in 1984 was by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And there's a story about why we're telling about it, but this is Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Now, because it was a reference to safe sex, the BBC had banned the song from airplay. So, needless to say, it went to number one as everybody went out to go get what the thing that had been banned.
Oh, harumph, harumph, harumph. Our harumph. Did not work. Oh, no. It's everywhere now. Ah.
So, as it's continuing to climb the charts in the U.S., the number one song in the U.S. this week in 1984 was Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. Here's our little trivia note. Both songs were produced by a fellow named Trevor Horn, making him the first producer with simultaneous number ones in both countries, but with different acts. On this day in 1959.
That was the nerdiest thing you've ever done.
And I didn't look it up. I just saw it and said, hey, that's interesting. I'll bet somebody would like to hear that. Or mock me for it. I see which way you came down on that. On this day in 1959, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin performed together in Vegas for the first time at the Sands Hotel. They would be joined occasionally by fellow Rat Pack members Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, and Peter Lawford. It's boy band time. Dan, we're doing both boy bands, NSYNC and Backstreet.
All right. I know very little about both.
All right. Good job for you. Joey Fatone is 48 years old today.
Ugh.
This is NSYNC's Together Again, one of the few where he sang lead on it. Why did you make that noise about Joey Fatone?
Because he's 48.
Yeah, he is 48.
I am a Fatone fan. I am a Fatone. Oh, okay. I love him. All three Big Fat Greek Weddings. But when you listen to this song, you're like, yeah, Joey, you'll definitely get a cut. It won't be on the radio. It will not be on the radio.
He just premiered on Broadway, and he's the lead in a new play there. So he's still doing okay.
Yeah.
Alan Alda from MASH, 89 years old today. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett is 53. And now let's go to the Backstreet Boys. Nick Carter is 45. So, NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys, you firmly come down on the side of you don't really care.
Yeah, that's about it. It's like people think Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
What?
Die Hard is a Christmas movie, yes.
I don't really care, you know?
And here comes Tony off the top rope saying, wait a minute, the best boy band is 98 Degrees.
No, actually his exact words are nothing about the best boy band, 90 Degrees. Yeah, nothing because they're not the best boy band, Tony. No.
I don't know.
They have one or two hits.
They did, and they were really good hits.
They're fine.
Beatles a boy band at the beginning? Maybe the Beatles are the secret best boy band of all time.
Okay, all right, Dan. I know you like to bring your little pompadour here and try to talk smart. And
let's get back to today's history lesson. I don't want to fight over what's a boy band here. On this day in 1896 in England, the first ever courtroom conviction for a speeding ticket. Walter Arnold of Kent was fined £1. For speeding. How fast was he going, Dan Hagen?
Let's say 10 miles an hour.
Eight miles an hour. Exceeding
8 kilometers.
The equivalent of eight. And the speed limit was 2. The speed limit was 2.
So he was on his horse, I'm assuming. Or
No. In an automobile. The first ever speeding conviction for an automobile in 1896. Yeah.
Wow.
8. Sarah McLachlan, the singer, is 57 years old today.
Doesn't mean much. This album is amazing.
Such a nice voice, and now all you hear is on those stupid animal rescue commercials. Just, not that there's something wrong with animal rescue, but it's just her and that song. It's everywhere.
Yep.
On this day in 1985, after an all-night recording session after the American Music Awards, USA for Africa recorded We Are the World to raise funds for Ethiopian famine relief. And 2 years ago today, Miley Cyrus was alone but not lonely in her anthem, Flowers. It would stay number one for 8 weeks. We do remember and memorialize the crew of the Shuttle Challenger. The Challenger disaster was this day in 1986. Mm. And this is National Blueberry Pancake Day.
Yeah.
So, Dan Hagen, blueberry pancakes, yay or nay?
I would say yay, but I'm not a big pancake guy. Can't have those that much carbs in the morning. You know, go protein, right?
Look at you. All health, all fitness. This is great. Dan Hagen and his hair. Thanks for visiting this week.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, this is Don Brown. Want to sleep in on Saturday mornings? No problem. This Week in Waukesha is now a podcast on civicmedia.us. We'll be acting locally, thinking globally, covering all things Waukesha and why we're proud to be Waukesha Strong. This week's guests are school board member Diane Voigt and Waukesha North Brian Troutman talking about North Star Nation's 50th anniversary celebrations. Join us anytime on civicmedia.us for This Week in Waukesha.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A freeze on federal aid as President Trump steps up plans to transform the government. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has details on the administration's latest move.
This pause would impact grants, loans, and other assistance. A memo specifies that it does not impact Medicaid or Social Security, but some Democratic lawmakers say it is broad in its scope and unprecedented. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress approved the investments and they're not optional. It could mean missed payrolls and rent payments and what he called chaos for everything from universities to nonprofit charities.
The president's also considering changes regarding transgender people in the military. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
What White House officials are telling us is that this order directs DOD to determine a policy regarding transgender service members. It is not an outright